words on our worship service this morning. Our opening hymn, number 589, Speak, O Lord, Your Servant Listens. Following that hymn, we'll follow Divine Service Setting 1. Have a worship insert for the day. The readings are on one side. Propers are on the other. We'll make sure we're on the right page at the right time. For our hymn of praise this morning, we'll sing the Gloria. We'll sing the Gloria. I think that's enough announcements. Let's bow our heads for a word of prayer. Gracious God, Heavenly Father, we thank You for the blessings of each new day. We thank You for Your gifts, and especially today, for the gift of Your Word. By the power of Your Word, You brought all things into creation. By the power of Your Word, by Your breath, by Your touch, You created mankind. Heavenly Father, as we are Your special handiwork and special creation, we thank You today for the gift of Jesus, the Word made flesh that breathes new life, forgiveness, life, and salvation into us through the forgiveness of sins. Heavenly Father, bless us today as we hear Your Word and receive Your gifts. In Jesus' precious name we pray. Amen. Amen. 151. Please stand. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
If we say we have no sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us. But if we confess our sins, God, who is faithful and just, will forgive our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Let us then confess our sins unto God our Father. Most merciful God, we confess that we are by nature sinful and unclean. We have sinned against you in thought, word, and deed, by what we have done and by what we have left undone. We have not loved you with our whole heart. We have not loved our neighbors as ourselves. We justly deserve your present and eternal punishment. For the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, have mercy on us.
Forgive us, renew us, and lead us.
So that we may delight in your will and walk in your ways to the glory of your holy name. Amen. Almighty God in his mercy has given his Son to die for you, and for his sake forgives you all your sins. As a called and ordained servant of Christ and by his authority, I therefore forgive you all your sins in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
We sing together the introit appointed for the day.
Peace from above, and for our salvation, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For the peace of the whole world, for the well-being of the Church of God, and for the unity of all, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord,
this holy house and for all who offer here their worship and praise, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
Help, save, comfort, and defend us, gracious Lord. Glory to God in the highest, and peace to His people on earth.
Lord God, and the King of Almighty God and Father, we worship You, we give You praise. We praise You for Your glory, Lord Jesus Christ, Holy Son.
Household, the church, in continual godliness, that through Your protection she may be free from all adversities and devoutly given to serve You in good works. Through Jesus Christ, Your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with You and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
The Old Testament reading for the 21st Sunday after Trinity is from Genesis chapters 1 and 2. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. And the earth was without form and void, and darkness was over the face of the deep. And the Spirit of God was hovering over the face of the waters. And God said, "Let there be light." And there was light. And God saw that the light was good. And God separated the light from the darkness. God called the light day, and the darkness He called night. And there was evening, and there was morning, the first day. And God said, "Let there be an expanse in the midst of the waters, and let it separate the waters from the waters." And God made the expanse, and separated the waters that were under the expanse from the waters that were above the expanse. And it was so. And God called the expanse heaven, and there was evening, and there was morning, the second day. And God said, "Let the waters under the heavens be gathered together into one place, and let the dry land appear." And it was so. God called the dry land earth, and the waters that were gathered together He called seas. And God saw that it was good, and God said, "Let the earth sprout vegetation, plants yielding seed, and fruit trees bearing fruit in which is their seed, each according to its kind, on the earth." And it was so. The earth brought forth vegetation, plants yielding seed according to their own kinds, and trees bearing fruit in which is their seed, each according to its kind. And God saw that it was good. And there was evening, and there was morning, the third day. And God said, "Let there be lights in the expanse of the heavens to separate the day from the night, and let them be for signs and for seasons and for days and years, and let them be lights in the expanse of the heavens to give light upon the earth. And it was so. And God made the two great lights, the greater light to rule the day, and the lesser light to rule the night and the stars. And God set them in the expanse of the heavens to give light on the earth, to rule over the day and over the night, and to separate the light from the darkness. And God saw that it was good. And there was evening and there was morning, the fourth day. And God said, Let the waters swarm with swarms of living creatures, and let birds fly above the earth across the expanse of the heavens. So God created the great sea creatures and every living creature that moves, with which the waters swarm according to their kinds, and every winged bird according to its kind. And God saw that it was good, and God blessed them, saying, Be fruitful and multiply, and fill the waters in the seas, and let birds multiply on the earth. And there was evening, and there was morning, the fifth day. And God said, Let the earth bring forth living creatures according to their kinds, livestock and creeping things and beasts of the earth according to their kinds. And it was so. And God made the beasts of the earth according to their kinds, and the livestock according to their kinds, and everything that creeps on the ground according to its kind. And God saw that it was good. Then God said, Let us make man in our image, after our likeness, and let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, and over the birds of the heavens, and over the livestock, and over all the earth, and over every creeping thing that creeps on the earth. So God created man in his own image. In the image of God he created him. Male and female he created them. And God blessed them. And God said to them, Be fruitful and multiply and fill the earth and subdue it and have dominion over the fish of the sea and over the birds of the heavens and over every living thing that moves on the earth. And God said, Behold, I have given you every plant yielding seed that is on the face of all the earth, and every tree with seed in its fruit. You shall have them for food. And to every beast of the earth, and to every bird of the heavens, and to everything that creeps on the earth, everything that has the breath of life, I have given every green plant for food. And it was so. And God saw everything that he had made, and behold, it was very good. And there was evening, and there was morning, the sixth day. Thus the heavens and the earth were finished, and all the host of them. And on the seventh day, God finished his work that he had done. And he rested on the seventh day from all his work that he had done. So God blessed the seventh day and made it holy, because on it God rested from all his work that he had done in creation. This is the word of the Lord. We speak the gradual. Lord, you have been our dwelling place
in all generations. Before the mountains were brought forth, forever you have formed the earth and the world. From everlasting to everlasting, you are our God.
The epistle is from Ephesians chapter 6. Finally, be strong in the Lord and in the strength of his might. Put on the whole armor of God, that you may be able to stand against the schemes of the devil. For we do not wrestle against flesh and blood, but against the rulers, against the authorities, against the cosmic powers over this present darkness, against the spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly places. Therefore, take up the whole armor of God, that you may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all, to stand firm. Stand therefore, having fastened on the belt of truth, and having put on the breastplate of righteousness, and as shoes for your feet, having put on the readiness given by the gospel of peace. In all circumstances, take up the shield of faith, with which you can extinguish all the flaming darts of the evil one. And take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God. This is the Word of the Lord.
Thanks
Please stand for the gospel reading. Gospel according to St. John, the 4th chapter. Jesus came again to Cana in Galilee, where he had made the water wine. And at Capernaum, there was an official whose son was ill. When this man heard that Jesus had come from Judea to Galilee, he went to him and asked him to come down and heal his son, for he was at the point of death. So Jesus said to him, "Unless you see signs and wonders, you will not believe." The official said to him, "Sir, come down before my child dies." Jesus said to him, "Go, your son will live." The man believed the word that Jesus spoke to him and went on his way. And as he was going down, his servants met him and told him that his son was recovering. So he asked them the hour when he began to feel better. And they said to him, "Yesterday at the 7th hour, the fever left him." The father knew that this was the hour when Jesus had said to him, "Your son will live." And he himself believed, and all his household. This was now the 2nd sign that Jesus did when he had come from Judea to Galilee. This is the gospel of the Lord. We continue with the hymn of the day, page 563. Please be seated.
Then God said, "Let us make man in our image, after our likeness, and let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, and over the birds of the heavens, and over the livestock, and over all the earth, and over every creeping thing that creeps on the earth." So God created man in His own image. In the image of God, He created him. Male and female, He created them. And God blessed them. And God said to them, "Be fruitful and multiply and fill the earth and subdue it. And have dominion over the fish of the sea and over the birds of the heavens and over every living thing that moves on the earth." Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father and from our Lord and our Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. The text for our sermon is that portion of our Old Testament lesson that I just read. The creation of male and female, the creation of man, and the mandate given to humanity, Genesis chapter 1, dear friends in Christ. Who is man? The top of the food chain, some say. The very pinnacle of evolution and just getting better. That's what I heard in my high school science class. A parasite, say others, sucking up the resources of this planet without making anything better. Man is the problem, they claim, the root and the cause of ecological disaster, who poisons the waters and drives other species to extinction. The best thing for this planet, they say, would be for humans to decrease dramatically, to quit reproducing, or maybe just completely depart. You can read all about it. You can hear the voices who are asking for, who are desiring, who are praying for another black plague. Man is a scourge and a curse. Who is man? Evolution's greatest accomplishment or evolution's greatest disaster? Neither, says God. Let us make man in our image, after our likeness. Man is unique, created in the very image and likeness of God. He is different than any other creature, any other thing that was made. Man is created to relate to God, to communicate with Him, to have a will that is perfectly aligned with His. No other creature is made to have such intimate fellowship with God. And because of this unique relationship with God, man has a special task over all of creation. Let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, and over the birds of the heavens, and over the livestock, and over all the earth, and over every creeping thing that creeps on the earth. Man, the very image and likeness of God, reflects God to His creation as His very own special representative. Man is created in the image and likeness of God to relate to God, to relate to creation, and to relate one to another as male and female. So God created man in His own image, in the image He created them. Together as male and female. Man is made in the image of God. Together as male and female, man is to exercise dominion. In fact, as we see in our text, the very relationship between male and female is absolutely essential to man's command to have dominion over this earth. And God blessed them. And God said to them, "Be fruitful and multiply, fill the earth and subdue it. And have dominion over the fish of the sea, and over the birds of the heavens, and over every living thing that moves on the earth." Together, as male and female, man is to fill this earth and subdue it, because as God's representatives, His dominion is to be extended to every corner of this planet. That is why, in Genesis chapter 2, it is not good for the man to be alone. He needed a helper to be fruitful and multiply. He needed a helper to fulfill this great command of the Lord. God's love for His creation, His care, His rule is to be extended, as God does everything else, through means. And His means of extending His rule is male and female, made in His image and His likeness. They are to provide for this creation. They are to protect this creation. They are to use this creation for their good and the good of their children as God's greatest gift to them. But something happened before man had the opportunity to be fruitful even once. Before man had filled any more of this earth than a garden. Sin. Man fell. Male and female together. As Eve was deceived by the serpent and she ate, then she gave some to her husband and he ate. They who were already in the image and likeness of God, tried to become like God. See how ironic that is? And instead, they became only like the devil. The image of God was lost. No longer did man reflect God's righteousness or His holiness. And at that very moment, man's dominion over this creation was changed. Not abolished, mind you, not abolished, but changed. For you see, man, including you and me, the sons and daughters of Adam and Eve, are still, even today, even after the fall, to be fruitful and multiply and fill the earth and subdue it. But this is no longer going to be a happy, joyful task. It is no longer going to be easy. For God Himself said to Adam, "Cursed is the ground because of you. In pain you shall eat of it all the days of your life. Thorns and thistles it shall bring forth for you." Creation will rebel against our every attempt to make it fruitful. Hurricanes, tornadoes and floods, viruses and bacteria, famines and drought will all work against us. This creation will try to destroy us. No more harmony, no more peace. The harmonious relationship between man and creation is abolished, is destroyed by our sin. And even the harmonious relationship that once existed between male and female is now a source of strife the love that male was to have for female and female for male to be fruitful and to multiply is corrupted and perverted in a multitude of ways. The very distinction between male and female is confused. And even when male and female do come together to fulfill the mandate of creation, infertility will too often result. Children will even die in the womb. But do not begin to think, dear friends, that it is only the creation over which we are to rule that has been corrupted by sin. We too, we who have been given dominion over this creation, are also corrupted by sin. We rebel against, we abuse the mandate given in the garden. Much more often than wombs become barren because of the effects of the corruption of sin, we make ourselves unfruitful through artificial means. Just as often as children die in the womb because of the corruption of sin, we kill children in the womb for any reason. We sinfully and in rebellion against God's first command to be fruitful and multiply, pervert the natural attraction between male and female into a recreational activity for our own pleasure. And when that natural attraction is perverted due to sin, when even the distinction between male and female is confused and mixed up, we do not call to repentance. We do not give help, counseling. Instead, we affirm, in the name of so-called tolerance and fake love, we endorse perversion. And our rule over this creation is really little better. We exploit this creation. We use it with no thought of the coming generation or all those over whom God has given us dominion. Our rule is concerned only with our own good, with our own bellies. We act more as if we have a right to do what we want with God's creation than as those who have been given a mandate from God Himself to reflect His love, His rule over this creation. As those who have been given this creation as a gift for our good, for our use, and for the good of our neighbor. You see, the image of God has been lost. We can't get it back. Only God can restore it, and He promised He would, saying to the serpent, "I will put enmity between you and the woman, and between your offspring and her offspring. He shall bruise your head, and you shall bruise his heel." You see, the creation mandate, even after the fall, has an integral purpose, a vital purpose in bringing forth salvation. For God Himself says that through the bearing of offspring, the fulfilling of the command to be fruitful and multiply, there will come forth a Savior, a Deliverer, the offspring of a woman who will finally bruise the head of the serpent, destroying sin and death forever. This offspring of a woman, brought into this world in obedience to the creation mandate, will bring an end to the curse. And He is none other than God Himself in the flesh, Jesus Christ. He comes to do what we in our sin are unable to, restore the image of God in us by destroying sin and death, by putting our sin and this rebellious creation under His feet into submission. We saw it again in our text, didn't we? In our gospel lesson. Jesus healing once again. Every miracle, every healing is Him demonstrating that He has come into this creation to have dominion over it. The dominion that we lost. He puts rebellious creation into submission. But this is all preliminary. Preliminary to the cross, where the serpent will bruise His heel, as God promised, putting Him to death. But He will bruise the serpent's head, triumphing over him so completely that even the grave cannot hold him captive. In the book of Micah, the work of the coming Messiah is described in this way. He will again have compassion on us. He will tread our iniquities underfoot. You will cast all our sins into the depths of the sea. You were in the bondage of sin, in rebellion against the very commands that God gave to your first parents. With the image of God lost due to sin, you were separated from your Creator. But Jesus Christ came to have compassion on you. He came to tread your iniquities underfoot by crushing the serpent's head, dying on the cross for you, bearing all your sin. He came to cast those sins into the depths of the sea as He plunged your head beneath those baptismal waters. He redeemed you from your sin, paying the price so that you are restored to fellowship with your God, with the promise that one day your sinful nature will be fully eradicated and the image of God will shine forth once again, reflecting His glory forever. Who is man? A parasite? A curse? An invasive species? No. None of those things. Who is man? Created in the image of God. Made to have dominion, to reflect God's love and His rule over all creation. A sinner who lost it all. Redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. Redeemed to have fellowship with God. Redeemed to have fellowship with one another. Redeemed to have dominion over creation. You see the solution to the perversions of God's good creation that we see all around us. From the abuse of the natural world to the confusion of male and female and everything in between. It's not the extermination of the human race. It is the one who became man for us. It is Jesus, who conquered the corruption of this fallen world. Jesus, who promises full and complete restoration on the last day. Jesus, who redeems His Christians, you and me, to go forth with the mandate of creation. Be fruitful and multiply and fill the earth and subdue it. You see, the wolf, or the mountain lion, or whatever creature you want to say, has no capacity to steward creation. He simply wants his next meal, and he will eat the land barren if you let him. You see, the atheist has no mandate from God to care for this world. For he's already won the game of natural selection. He's at the top of the food chain. Only Christians, restored to their Creator by Christ, sent forth with the mandate of creation, being fruitful and multiplying by having children and making disciples of all nations, spreading the gospel to the ends of the earth, can truly have dominion over this world. For that is God's gift, and it is His command. Carried forth imperfectly in this world, like we do everything imperfectly as long as we carry the old Adam around our neck. But this dominion will be fully restored in the new heavens and the new earth, where we will dwell in a new creation in glory, harmony between us and God, between us and our neighbor, between us and creation, and dominion forever and ever. In the name of Jesus. Amen. Having heard the word, we stand and we confess our common Christian faith in the words of the Nicene Creed. I believe in one God,
Father Almighty, Maker of heaven and earth, and all things visible and invisible, and in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, begotten of His Father before all worlds, God of God, light of light, very God of very God, begotten and not made, being of one substance with the Father, by whom all things were made, who for us men and for our salvation came down from heaven, and was incarnate by the Holy Spirit of the Virgin Mary, and was made man, and was crucified also for us under Pontius Pilate. He suffered and was buried, and the third day He rose again, according to the Scriptures, and ascended into heaven, and sits at the right hand.
To the prayer requests that are in our news and notes, we pray for Good Shepherd member Mo Hilly, who was hospitalized following a stroke. And we also rejoice with Bryce Ficken and Ashley Amend as they were married yesterday. Let us pray for the whole people of God in Christ Jesus and for all people according to their needs. Our response this morning will be, Lord, have mercy. For an increase of faith, that hearing the Lord's promises of forgiveness, life, and salvation, we would believe His word, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For all officials in our government, that they would be kept safe, healthy, and given wisdom to carry out their duties, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For our congregation and the congregations of our city, that we would together proclaim the wonders of God's love for the world in Christ Jesus to all our communities. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For all those who are engaged in the study of God's marvelous creation, that they would grow in appreciation of the Creator's handiwork, and that their labors would be beneficial to all mankind. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For all those who work in agriculture, by tending to God's gifts of plants and animals, that they would be protected from all harm in their labor during this harvest season, and that through their work, we would receive our daily bread with thanksgiving to God. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For all those who are sorely oppressed by Satan, that they would be upheld and defended by the whole armor of God, Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For all those who are sick, ill, or in any way suffering in their bodies or minds, that they would receive peace in the midst of their afflictions and whatever healing is in accord with God's gracious will. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For all those who mourn, that they would be comforted with the proclamation of the resurrection of the body and the life of the world to come. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For all throughout the world who will join in Christ's holy supper at His altar, that we would together with all the company of heaven rejoice and give thanks for Christ's good gifts in, with, and under bread and wine. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
Into Your hands, O Lord, we commend all for whom we pray, trusting in Your mercy through Your Son, Jesus Christ our Lord.
Amen.
Again, welcome in the name of Jesus. This time we ask that you would participate in what we call the rite of fellowship. Pat at the end of each row, please sign your name. Visitors, we're glad you're here. Please share with us your mailing address so we can acknowledge your presence in worship this day. Special word of welcome to those who are worshiping on the radio or the internet. We pray that the good news of God's powerful Word in Christ Jesus and His gift of creation would be yours today and always. This time we worship God with our gifts and offerings. Service continues now with the offertory on page 159. What shall I render to the Lord? Please stand as you're able. that we should at all times and in all places give thanks to You, Holy Lord, Almighty Father, everlasting God, through Jesus Christ our Lord, who, having created all things, took on human flesh and was born of the Virgin Mary. For our sake He died on the cross and rose from the dead to put an end to death, thus fulfilling Your will and gaining for You a holy people. Therefore, with angels and archangels, with all the company of heaven, we laud and magnify Your glorious name, evermore praising You and saying,
Holy, holy, holy.
Blessed are You, Lord of heaven and earth, for You have had mercy on those whom You created, and sent Your only begotten Son into our flesh to bear our sin and be our Savior. With repentant joy, we receive the salvation accomplished for us by the all-availing sacrifice of His body and His blood on the cross. Gathered in the name and in the remembrance of Jesus, we beg You, O Lord, to forgive, renew, and strengthen us with Your Word and Spirit. Grant us faithfully to eat His body and drink His blood, as He bids us do in His own testament. Gather us together, we pray, from the ends of the earth, to celebrate with all the faithful the marriage feast of the Lamb and His kingdom, which has no end. Graciously receive our prayers. Deliver and preserve us. To You alone, O Father, be all glory, honor, and worship, with the Son and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
Lord, remember us in Your kingdom and teach us to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be Thy name. Thy kingdom come, Thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For Thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Our Lord Jesus Christ, on the night when He was betrayed, took bread. When He had given thanks, He broke it and gave it to the disciples and said, Take, eat, this is My body, which is given for you. This do in remembrance of Me. In the same way also He took the cup after supper. When He had given thanks, He gave it to them, saying, Drink of it, all of you. This cup is the New Testament in My blood, which is shed for you for the forgiveness of sins. This do as often as you drink it, in remembrance of Me. The peace of the Lord be with you always.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Body and blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus, strengthen and preserve you in the one true faith unto life everlasting. Depart in peace and joy, your sins are forgiven.
Amen.
Amen. We will move forward to the post-communion collect, page 166. Please stand. We give thanks to you, Almighty God, that you have refreshed us through this salutary gift. And we implore you that of your mercy, you would strengthen us through the same in faith towards you and in fervent love toward one another. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make His face shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord look upon you with favor and give you peace.
Amen.
Please remain standing for the common doxology.